It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Veronica Rickert will be back on Monday. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we hear from a Wisconsin documentary filmmaker who has turned his lens to the issue of solitary confinement in prisons.
First, in Paul Ryan's first address to the U.S. House of Representatives after having been elected Speaker, he called for a new spirit of cooperation and commitment to working together on behalf of the American people.
The House is broken. We're not solving problems. We're adding to them. And I am not interested in laying blame. We are not settling scores. We are wiping the slate clean.
That message resonated with the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, Robin Voss, who joins us now to talk about what changes he plans to make in the Wisconsin legislature. Speaker Voss, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me up.
So what was it about Speaker Ryan's speech that really hit home for you?
Well, it's interesting because Mark Pocan and I have been friends ever since I was elected to the legislature. And even during Act 10, he and I put out a statement of civility to say that we can disagree and even do so passionately, but it should never become personal. We should also remember the great honor that we've been given to serve in an elected position. I feel pretty good in the last session we did that. I mean, we had a pretty good series of bipartisan legislation. In fact, 95% of all of the bills that were passed in the Wisconsin State Assembly were bipartisan. So I think that's the model that we really need to utilize. And by and large, that's still been true. But over the course of the past several weeks, the debates that we've been under have just been so much more personal than they should have been. Unfortunately, even I succumb to that on occasion. So I just wanted to make a commitment to the body that my job as Speaker is to rise above that. And I asked all the other members, Republicans and Democrats, to join me in saying that we should remember the honor that we're given and not fall into the hyperbole and all of the name-calling that sometimes people associate with politicians.
As you just referenced in your speech to the Assembly this Tuesday, you said, quote, things in the Assembly have been too emotional, too personal in recent weeks. I myself am guilty of this. That's the end of the quote. Politicians are not always known for admitting guilt. Why do you think it was necessary to shoulder some of that responsibility yourself?
Well, I think the most important thing, if we're going to change the attitude and the tone, is to accept that all of us are responsible for the world that we live in. You know, it's very easy to point fingers, but the reality is you have to start by looking at yourself and saying, how can I do better before you ask people around you to join you? So that's why I wanted to look and say that I'm proud, by and large, of all the things that we're doing, but we certainly could be more collaborative. We could reach out more. Last session we signed a memorandum of understanding with the Democrats to change the way that we operate. And even during the debate, the Democrats were kind enough to acknowledge that the chamber is better than it has been. But just because it's better doesn't mean it's exactly where it should be. So that's why I wanted to say I'm definitely extending my hand to people in the opposition party. And I hope that they would take it in the good spirit that I'm offering it and find ways that we can continue to work together.
We're speaking with Robin Voss, who is Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly. He represents the 63rd District in southeastern Wisconsin. And we're talking about efforts to bring more civility back to the Wisconsin legislature. Now, Speaker Voss, in Wisconsin, the Republican Party has controlled both the Assembly and the Senate, as well as the governor's office, since 2011. That has left the Democrats in a minority position, really as much a minority position as possible. Speaker Ryan talked about being in the majority and working across the aisle.
If you know the issue, you should write the bill. Let's open up the process. Let people participate. And they might change their mind. A neglected minority will gum up the works. A respected minority will work in good faith.
So, Speaker Voss, obviously part of being in the majority is having power and having control. How much do you think your fellow Republican legislators are going to be willing to share some of that with the Democrats to bring them into the fold?
Well, and I think that's the exact point that we're trying to raise, is that, you know, we're not necessarily saying that we're going to have a wholesale change in what positions that we adopt, because I do agree that Republicans are in control, and of course, we want to work together in ways that are able. So rather than focusing on the things that divide us, my hope is that we can focus on things that bring us together. Last session, I formed a speaker's task force on mental health. It was Republicans and Democrats working together. It passed over a dozen pieces of legislation, all bipartisan, all focusing on saying, what can we do to help people who have mental health issues? I think there are topics like that. Just this last week, I put a bill on the calendar from one of my Democratic colleagues that dealt with veterans issues. So I think there's an awful lot of things where we really do have that common ground. In the memorandum of understanding that I mentioned earlier, one of the requests that we had was that if Democrats want to offer amendments to Republican bills that are on the floor, I gave my word that we would consider them, but that they had to give them to us, you know, a couple hours so that we could actually research them and find out what the effects were before we were on the floor. That happened in the beginning, but then as of late, Democrats have really kept the amendments and literally offered them only minutes before we go to the floor, just assuming we're always going to vote no. So my hope is that we can use that good faith to say, if you have a good idea, I don't care what party it's from, but you have to give me an opportunity to do some research. You know, at the same time, many times Democrats criticize us for only having a couple weeks after a bill is introduced to get it to the floor for a vote. I guess I would ask the same thing in return to say, if you want us to consider your amendments to our bills or your bills in general, they have to spend more than, you know, 5 minutes on the floor for us to understand what they're doing. So I hope it's just a good faith effort on both sides to listen, to learn, and to take the best whoever has a chance to offer it.
Have you gotten any response to your call for more civility from your Democratic colleagues?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good overall. I've had several of them come up to me and say, you know, you're right. We need to get back to the way that things have been in the past. I sat down with the Democratic leadership, and we're working for additional ways to continue to collaborate. And one thing, and it doesn't mean that we're not going to be passionate and that we won't have some disagreement, but I guess I would rather focus on the things that we agree to keep Wisconsin moving forward as opposed to just consistently going back to the themes that might sound like typical politicians, but they don't make us proud.
Certainly your position as Speaker gives you a fairly weighty position to speak from about bringing more civility in, but do you anticipate pushback from any of your own party members? And if you get it, how will you address that?
No, I really haven't had that. I talked about it in our caucus, so that I want to make sure. And the one thing that I've learned is, regardless of political party, almost every single person in the legislature has a good heart. I think they want to do right. We just have different paths to get there. And I think regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you enjoy public policy debates. So I don't think any of my own colleagues would look and say that there's something wrong with trying to include the other side, because I'm not asking them to change what they believe or to sacrifice their principles, just simply to take a little bit of extra time to listen to the other side and look for the best ideas that they have, rather than assuming everything that they offer is something you can't support.
Certainly the Assembly is a significant part of Wisconsin politics and government, but there's also the Senate. Do you see a similar commitment by the Senate leadership, and are you going to push for that in the other part of the House?
Well, I can't control that, I have to be honest, so of course I would hope for that, but I guess leading by example is the way that I have always tried to function. So I'm hopeful that if we're able to show that we can get along and do good things for the people in the Assembly, I have no doubt that our Senate colleagues will follow, because it's something Governor Walker's talked about often. He does want to bring people together. Of course, we've had tumultuous times, but rather than focusing on that, which was years ago, I think we should try to focus on the future, which all of us have a common interest in making the very best we possibly can be.
Speaker Voss, what concrete steps in this direction should we be watching for in the coming months?
Well, I hope that you're going to see, when we put out Assembly calendars, starting especially in the spring, my goal is to have bills every single time we're on the floor from not just Republicans, but also from Democrats. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to have people focus on those topics, that once again, common ground is easier to find, to create a little bit of momentum going into the spring calendar so that we can show, regardless of your political party, your views are represented, and hopefully people can take that in their own lives to say, you know, maybe I'll at least listen to the other side as opposed to whatever they say is negative or nasty or something you could never support, when in reality, most of America wants us to work together, and I just have to do my very best to try to make it happen in the world that I can live in.
Speaker Voss, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Robin Voss is the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly. He represents the 63rd District in southeastern Wisconsin.